The 2014 Farm Bill ushered a change in the dairy safety net with the Margin Protection Program. As Jim Mulhern of the National Milk Producers Federation explains,
for a long time, dairy policy in the United States was more focused on a price support level where the government came into the market to buy stocks when we were in surplus to take that product off the market, stabilize price, sell it back into the market when prices began to improve. The Margin Protection Program put into the 2014 Farm Bill was really an introduction of risk management for dairy.
And while many in the dairy industry and industry supporters agree that MPP is the future in the farm safety net, in the present, there needs to be some fine-tuning. Mulhern's colleague at the National Milk Producers Federation, Chris Galen, says, for instance, assumptions such as the premiums and formulas for how milk and feed prices are both calculated are written into the law.
The way that the corn price, the soybean meal price, and the hay price are calculated actually underestimates the cost of buying those things. So it actually overstates how good margins are when feed prices are low. Farmers have worse margins now than what the official USDA calculation is, because when you assign a value to corn, soybean meal, and hay, those are kind of arbitrary. Those were changed by Congress kind of at the last minute when the Farm Bill was created.
A second issue, according to Jim Mulhern, is the price of buying supplemental insurance.
In order to have an effective program, farmers must be able to afford the coverage. And adjusting those premium rates, especially the rates at the lower levels of milk production, will help ensure that MPP provides the safety net coverage that we need for our industry.
And while proposed changes to the Margin Protection Program would mostly occur within the framework of a new farm bill, Chris Galen says some administrative adjustments could be made by the Agriculture Department to improve the program for dairy producers. In fact,
one of the things that Secretary Perdue talked about during his confirmation hearing is, are there other ways that we can construct the MPP to complement the Livestock Gross Margin Program and make that more of a complementary tool with MPP?
However, dairy producers currently are only allowed to choose either MPP or LGM coverage, not both.
Our view is that these programs actually can work in a complementary fashion. There may be some other ways you can adjust them so that the LGM can work together in tandem with MPP.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.